Braves, Bulldogs, Falcons, Yellow Jackets, Hawks, Eagles. From the heart of Georgia, it's the Bill Shanks Show.
Hour number four of our show. Welcome back. I'm Bill Shanks with Russell Brown and Daniel Shirley and Lewis Fowler from the Steakhouse Restaurant in Hawkinsville. We are here where the buffet is open. Come on by if you're in the area and have some supper. Great food, fried chicken, fried fish, fried shrimp, all on the buffet right now. And the Valentine's special. We got people coming in for the Valentine's special, too, don't we, Lewis?
We've already got some of those going on right now, the Valentine's special. Two filet mignons for two, $44.95 with all the trimmings. Complimentary dessert, which Killer Ken just had one of the desserts.
He did.
Yeah. How was it, Killer Ken?
It was jamming.
But anyway, just want to welcome everybody and wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
Take care of your Valentine, whether it's here at the steakhouse or wherever you got to do it.
Bring them here.
Just make sure you take care of your sweetheart.
Now I want to talk to Ken because, Lewis, I don't know if you know this, but I got a bone to pick with Ken here.
Uh-oh, Ken.
Because a couple of weeks ago, I got tipped off by somebody, Lewis, that Ken was cheating on me, calling in on the Paul Feinbaum show. And Ken, as you see, I got better hair than Paul Feinbaum. Look at here.
Yeah, I like that better.
Yeah. So are you still calling in on Feinbaum, or you stopped that mess?
I stopped it.
Okay, good. I shamed you into that, didn't I? Because Lewis is the one that told on you right here.
I heard you live and clear. That day. I heard you live and clear. And I called them boys right off the bat, and I said, Ken is cheating on you. He's on the Paul Feinbaum. Because you know what? What's on that? National TV.
Yeah.
And these are just on local radio, right?
Yes.
We're just the old local humbugs. We just get by, but I think we got a pretty decent show.
Well, what you need to do, Bill, is get you a video DVD and get on it, and then you'll make a whole lot more money than what you make now.
You're right. We got to work on that. That's for sure. That would be real beneficial.
What's the video going to be of?
Us, our pretty faces. We me and Russ can be on television.
It can show him when he goes to Florida, and finds out about all the prospects for the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah. Well, Ken, but you need to go and watch our website, BravesCentral.com. Because I have videos on there, and I'm going to be doing that from spring training now. So you got to get you got to go online, BraveCentral.com, and watch our videos, because I'm going to be interviewing. I'm going to be watching some of the having interviews with some of the players and stuff. You'll watch that, and you watch me on 41. I know you do.
Yes, all the time.
Yeah, so you see me on 41 talking everything. We just need 41 to put me and Russ on the air every day from 3 until 7, right?
Yes.
Because I hate to tell you, Ken, we get better ratings than they do.
Wow. I can't stand. It just got real. I get ticked off with Paul Feinbaum sometimes because he always talks about Alabama this, Alabama that. I'm tired of it.
I know. I get tired of that, too.
Hey, Paul Feinbaum ever invite you to a restaurant?
But, Russ, I had an aunt and really? I had a sister-in-law that went to Georgia Southern.
All right.
And I like Georgia Southern too.
Attaboy.
But there's one thing, y'all need a quarterback like Tracy Ham again, because you had him.
That's
somebody
true.
Like that.
Yeah.
Then y'all would win the national championship again.
Tracy Ham's don't come around every.
He needs to be y'all's coach.
He's there. Tracy's involved. So yeah, definitely.
He's a good guy too. Real good guy.
Yes,
all right, let's take a phone call real quick. 478-646 ESPN. J-Rad, why aren't you down here in Hawkinsville, J-Rad? You ought to be here, too.
I know, man. It was poor Flynn, and all my favorite dudes are up there, and I missed it. I just missed out.
You weren't watching Feinbaum, too, were you?
No, but you know what Ken didn't tell you is Feinbaum's off today. That's why he's there.
Oh, Feinbaum's off today. That's why right. Ken's there. Oh, the truth comes out. There you go.
Hey, I just want to call in and say, hey, guys, and tell Ken that he's created a monster in my house, because all I could do is walk around and say Putinevich. I wish I was there, guys. Y'all enjoy your evening, and go dog.
All right. Thank you, J-Rad. Ken, J-Rad said that you created a monster because all he does now is walk around and say Foot Nevich. He blaming you for that, Ken. I think you created – I want to tell Mike Fulton Nevich when I get down there, hey, I hate to tell you, but you're called something else in Middle Georgia, Foot Nevich. That from Killer Ken in Macon, that's going to be your other claim to fame. You renamed that poor pitcher for the Braves. But I'll tell you, Ken, Foot Nevich better pitch his foot and Nevich off this year, or we're going to be in trouble, aren't we? Hello, you ain't done a skip.
They're going to be in for a rude awakening if he don't.
I thought Skip was there.
Kind of scared me a little bit.
It's very Skip-esque.
I thought Skip had fallen asleep on us over there. Kind of worried me.
Skip.
No, yeah, Skip. Thank God.
I can't stand Georgia Tech.
Oh, here we go. We opened that up, didn't we? We had to open that up. Why do you not like Georgia Tech, Ken? Let's hear it. What's the reasoning?
Because one reason is one time I went to I can't remember. I lost my memory. Field at Sanford Stadium.
Yeah, that too.
And it was a long time ago, and they had the railroad track. And one of my friends told me, he said, if you ever go on that railroad track with a yellow and black coat on and somehow y'all win, it's going to be a rude awakening because you're going to get your butt killed. So you best bet not go on that railroad track at Georgia.
And who told you this now? A Tech fan?
Just one of my friends told me.
Okay. Wait, but you didn't show up with no yellow thing on there, did you? You were wearing red and black the whole time, weren't you?
There's no way in hell I did that.
Things are getting dark.
I know, they are. And he's still eyeing you, by the way, so don't try to act like it's not happening. Anyway.
Because I hate Clemson like a passion.
Is that jealousy? I don't know.
I'm waiting for the response, Ken.
Well, it's revenge because of Georgia and Clemson. That's why.
Well, Clemson and Georgia haven't played each other in a long time.
But itching when they play, you're going to find out.
Okay. Oh, my.
They should play every year, though, shouldn't they,
they
Ken?
Should.
Don't yeah. you think?
Definitely.
What do you think our record would be over a 10-year stretch with Clemson? You think we'd be able to take them?
No problem, babe.
No problem. How do you feel about Jamie Newman, Ken? Are you feeling good about Jamie Newman?
I'm happy about him, but it's one person. I just got a feeling if George gives him a shot, you can better believe he might beat him out, and that's Mr. Carson Beck.
Yeah, you're on the Carson Beck bandwagon, aren't you? You love
this
Carson Beck. I read
all about Carson Beck, and he was a baseball player like Jake Fromm.
Yeah.
He was a great basketball player. And he was really good in football, and he played for a friend that was killed, and he was a very good person all around. He's gone through a lot, and people just don't know what Carson Beck's gone through.
And he's taller than I think people think, don't you? He's pretty big kid.
6'4", 4.5 in height, and yeah. about 210, I think.
Yeah. He'll get a shot. I think they'll at least look at him, but I would think Newman's going to be the starter.
Want him to go back to get on the transfer portal and Florida pick him up because if he did, we might be in for a rude awakening.
You think he'll be better than that kid from Athens, Vandegrift? You read about him too, haven't you? The kid from Prince Avenue Christian.
Well, Carson Beck's been up there with a bowl team. In the Sugar Bowl, and he's been up there, and he's been learning the playbook, and he's been throwing passes, and he's going to have a head start on probably on Newman.
Yeah. Who's going to be the main running back next year? What do you think, Milton or Zamir, Zeus?
I think my man Zamir White, baby. I think he's going to be awesome.
He showed you enough in that Sugar Bowl, didn't he?
You better believe it. But I got a feeling he gonna break out this year and break out for long runs against the Crimson Tide, baby.
Hey, Ken, we're not going to talk any Falcons with you because we don't care. You don't want to talk no Falcons either, do you? We're sick of the Falcons. We're sick of them. I don't want to talk about the Falcons. We need a we need the offseason. Heck with them. We need the offseason from the Falcons, I think.
I think Arthur Blank needs to go to a psychiatrist, and the whole team needs to go and get their head examined.
You know where you know who was at the Georgia Tech basketball game last night?
Who's that?
Dan Quinn.
He needs to stay at Georgia Tech because we don't need him at the Falcons.
That might have been why they won last night, Russ, because he pumped them up with his big words.
No, or maybe Josh Pastner looked over there about 2 minutes ago and said, "Run some clock, run some clock."
Yeah, I think that may have been it. That was tough watching your Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City, baby.
Do the same thing that we did in the Super Bowl 3 years ago, right?
Oh, yeah, Daniel. I forgot to tell you one thing.
What's that?
Stephen A. predicted y'all would win the game with Clemson, LSU, and then win San Francisco and Kansas City played. What happened?
He's probably the jinx. It's his fault. I blame him for both games. That's good not luck. Good when he picks you to
yeah,
win.
Yeah, but guess what that means?
What's that?
Daniel, you must be a loser.
He's gonna pick Georgia to win the national championship. Man.
Daniel, I said you must be a loser.
Well, did Georgia play in New Orleans? I don't remember. I'm trying to
we
remember.
We played in New Orleans.
Did Georgia play in New Orleans?
We played Baylor.
Yeah, in the Sugar Bowl. Did they play 3 weeks later? Wait, did the Falcons play in Miami? I don't think so.
Yes.
Did they?
In the Super Bowl.
Not this year.
In 1998.
Not this year.
1998.
Not this year.
I know that.
Okay.
I don't understand why you root for all these weird teams.
Oh, God. Here we go. I've explained that.
I had never heard it.
The 49ers drafted Dwight Clark when I was 8. Their first Super Bowl team had 3 Clemson starters on the roster. So I didn't have any ties to a pro team, so I started cheering for the 49ers. The Bulls drafted Horace Grant. Again, Clemson.
You're from Georgia?
Hmm?
You're from Sparta, Georgia?
Yeah.
I got relatives living in Hancock County.
Yeah, he played at Clemson.
Okay.
And then the Phillies is just my brother liked Mike Schmidt when I was like 8. So I liked Mike Schmidt because my brother did. And that's how it happened. We didn't have any ties to Atlanta growing up in South Carolina. We didn't have any pro teams, and the Panthers weren't there. So we had to be creative about who our pro teams were.
Well, you had to let the Atlanta Braves and the Atlanta Hawks grow on you because they up and coming.
Yeah, I don't cheer against the Atlanta teams.
Just Atlanta Falcons. I mean, the Falcons are.
The Falcons stink. But I don't cheer against any of the Atlanta teams. I want all our teams to do well.
Just so long they don't play San Francisco.
That's right.
Or the Georgia Bulldogs. But guess what? When it happens, you're going to be shocked.
Okay. I hope they do play each other. Are you videoing this? Really? Okay.
We got 5 more minutes.
6:13.
So keep it going.
Run, clock, run.
Ken, you got any other questions for him?
No, that's it.
I'm asking Ken.
Oh, okay.
Ken, now's your time, brother. You got
it. One time I went to the Georgia game, Daniel.
Yes.
And we were playing Clemson. But
right.
It might have been, it was like in the 80s.
Okay.
And why the Clemson fans, they stay all in a bunch. And then you try to get out of, and it's hard to get out of. Why y'all stand so close together? That's what I want to know.
I don't know what you're referring to. It's a little town. That's all I can say. It's hard to get out. I mean, there's only like 8,000 people live in that town.
No, when I went to Sanford Stadium, I sat on the deck at Georgia.
Oh, that sounds like a Georgia problem. There.
It was all up there, and they stand all together, and you can't hardly get out of them because they were so crowded up together. Well,
it sounds like an engineering problem with the stadium. Maybe they should have had Georgia Tech graduates build the stadium.
How can that happen when we at Sanford Stadium in Athens, Georgia, and Mr. Scott Warner running all over them? Daniel?
Yes.
It's going to happen one of these days. We're gonna play Alabama. We're gonna beat them, and then in the playoffs,
and we'll be waiting. Clemson will be waiting for you.
Yeah, you're gonna wish you hadn't met the Bulldogs.
Okay. Georgia has beaten Clemson way more times than Clemson has beaten Georgia.
How about Kevin Butler?
How about David Treadwell?
No, I went to a game where Georgia beat Clemson, and
crying?
Y'all tried to beat us, and then that was it.
Are you crying? There's no crying in baseball. What are you doing?
Listen, go ahead. Ken, you got how much, Russ?
About two and a half minutes.
You got 2.5 minutes, Ken.
Wrap it up.
No, you got two and a half minutes,
no,
Ken.
No, it's Killer Ken time.
Oh, well, you can.
Any more questions for him, Ken?
No, that's it.
One more.
I'm done.
One more.
Okay.
What happened when the Atlanta Falcons played y'all?
The Falcons won. There's no doubt about
then
that.
Then that happened. Why did you think you had a chance against Kansas City?
Oh, my God.
If the Falcons beat San Francisco, I don't understand that, Daniel.
No, I don't either. Believe me, I didn't understand it that day when I was watching.
Well, you mean tell you why?
Why is that?
Because of the coach that y'all got.
He's a pretty good coach. You could say what you want to.
Well, he was Atlanta's offensive coordinator.
I know that.
And they blew it, and they should have ran the ball, and they didn't. And then that's why they got beat. All y'all had to do is keep on running the ball, and y'all would have won the ball game.
Would you trade your coach for my coach? You want Kyle Shanahan or you want Dan Quinn?
Neither one.
Oh, well, that's not – there's not a choose C. It's A or B. Pick one.
I'd rather have Kirby Smart than any of them. I'd rather have Kirby Smart than Dabo.
You'd rather have Kirby Smart than who?
Dabo.
Okay. I mean, I don't blame you for that. Kirby's a great coach.
And Nick Saban.
You'd rather have Kirby than Nick Saban?
Yes.
Okay.
I like him a whole lot.
Kirby's a great coach. There's no doubt. See if he can get him over the top. Is next year the year? Bill shaking his head. Thumbs up. With the Wake
Forest. You better believe it, Daniel.
How much you want
to
bet?
We're going to be itching to play, y'all.
How much you want to bet? What you want to bet? Georgia doesn't win the national championship this year.
Okay. I get you that like this. If they do, you got to eat mac and cheese and grits.
I'll eat mac and cheese. I'm not eating grits.
And grits.
Any grits bet is a non-starter.
And if they don't, I'll eat what you.
Okay. I'll think of something.
And guess what? Now, I already got two things that I hate.
What's that?
Two things. Buttermilk and souse meat.
What was the second one?
Buttermilk and souse meat.
I don't know what that is. Buttermilk. You drink buttermilk if Georgia doesn't win a title. With Wake Forest quarterback.
Yes.
Okay.
And souse meat.
Sounds good.
We're at the Steakhouse Restaurant in Hawkinsville. Valentine's Day special tonight, tomorrow, and also on Saturday. We are going to take a break and come back and have a much less entertaining segment. Come to Hawkinsville in the Steakhouse. Great food. The buffet is open. Back with more right after this.